Yeah, it's been an exciting 2 months, 3 months, however long I've been here. I think one thing I've always looked at this organization with a lot of respect. I've known the Harbaugh family for a long time. Probably knew Jim and Jack and Joni and Jackie a little bit better than John because I'd been with them at previous places. But, always had a lot of respect for John and certainly this program, the success that they've had. So it's really nice to be here, see how everything operates firsthand. And excited about this off season leading into the season. So with that, open it up to any questions. Well, a lot of that, again, I wasn't here last year, so it's all new to me. We've spent time going through all the cut-ups and the games from a year ago. There's certainly some things that, they did a lot of great things, but there's always areas that need improvement. We made a point of emphasis on that. Really the first couple of weeks on the job, that was some of the things we were doing was going back and evaluating all the cut-ups and just seeing where we could do things better. And I think a credit to Zach and also to Chris. I think sometimes when you get stuck in your ways and say, this is how we want to do it, there's always a better way to do it. And, those guys kind of made that point early on when I was here. So we did a lot of research on things we could adjust and change and find a better way to do it. Yeah. So the first time I saw Kyle, so I was in Atlanta when Kyle was coming out of high school. I didn't know anything about him coming out of high school. And then that year, Notre Dame had a couple safeties that were in the draft. And I knew the secondary coach at Notre Dame, a guy by the name of Terry Joseph. He and I had worked together at LSU. And I called Terry to find out about, some of the older guys and just give me a little bit of insight on the guys that I was evaluating. And he gave me all the information that I needed. And I said, Terry, who's this number 14? I said, he's not on my list right now to do a write-up on. He said, Doug, he's just a freshman. I was like, wow, he's going to be a pretty good player by the time he's a senior. So I remember seeing him his freshman year. Didn't really have an opportunity to follow his career a whole lot. By the time he was coming out, we'd gotten let go in Atlanta, and I was back in Michigan. But, I knew about him. Just seeing him firsthand here, he's extremely impressive. I didn't realize he was as tall as he is. And I think just with that length and the athletic ability and the speed that he has, he's just really a unique player. And I think to top it off, just really seems like a quality human being, just first-class individual. So he's got a lot going for him.
Is it like working with a guy as young and as close to his playing career as Zach? Obviously, sort of a unique perspective for someone who's not a defensive coordinator. What's some of the things?
Yeah, first of all, Zach is a very impressive person. He's a great man. And, just as a coach, I think what's unique is that here's a guy that's not only understands the system, was part of putting this package together, but he also played in it firsthand. So he can see the scheme and the system through his eyes. He's been there. He's gone through the reads. He's gone through the progression. He's gone through the checks and the adjustments. So that's unique. I don't know if I've ever been around a guy as young as him that is mature and has the type of knowledge that he has with the system. So, I've learned an awful lot from him to this point, but he'll do a great job.
What have you seen from Nate Wiggins so far?
I think the first thing that stands out, extremely hard worker, smart, intelligent. When you see him out here on the field, he's got great length. And that's the thing. It's just hard to find corners that have that type of length and that can run like he runs. But he has great balance, body control, change of direction. He's been real sticky in coverage. And, there's certainly a lot of things. He's just like everyone else, a lot of areas that they need to improve. But he certainly has a good traits to work with.
A lot of, you look out in the field, you see how skinny Nate is, and it'll change over time. But are there other qualities that you think help him compete, even if he's not as physically fit against maybe some of the guys he's helping out?
Yeah, I think speed and length help because, Chris is doing a great job working with him, just teaching him the type of technique that we want him to execute here. But he has recovery speed, and that's one thing that you can't touch. Chris doing a great job getting him, just working on the line of scrimmage where he can be a little bit more disruptive on the line of scrimmage. But, he's fortunate that he's got recovery speed that if he's not as sound as he needs to be technique-wise on the line of scrimmage. He's got the ability to close, and then he's got the length to be able to help him get out of a bad situation. But, you know, certainly like any young guy, they've got to continue to hit the weight room, get stronger, get bigger, and that'll come. Yes? Yeah, I was first introduced when I went to Michigan when Mike was there. So I got hired on probably about a month or two after Mike had already been there. It was about a week or two into spring practice, so I was kind of learning it on the run. But I think the great thing about the system is that I think just how they've taught it, just there's a lot of word association. It looks like we do a lot. We are multiple, and we do pretty much every type of coverage that's involved. But I think from a teaching standpoint, there's so much word association that, you know, that I think gives younger guys an opportunity to learn the system. But I think it has answers for some of the issues that, you know, that, you know, you might come into play. But, you know, you've got the ability to play a three-match concept, a man concept, your two-deep concept, all your quarter concepts, all your zone pressures, man pressures. Got a little bit of everything, so... You know, I really like the system. Haven't been involved with it at Michigan. I first learned it from Mike, and then when Jesse came on board, we continued to expand. You know, when I got here, I found out that there's still a lot more to it. So I'm learning every single day that I'm here. It's been great to work with Chris, too. You know, Chris has been here for 12 years. He was here when they first put the system in. So he's seen the good, the bad, how to adjust to it. And you know, I'm trying to be like a sponge. Every time he says something, I'm writing notes and getting a lot from them and learning from them. So, like I said, it's been a great, great experience for me.
So, it's obviously a natural, you know, change when you're going from college to the pros, of the cornerbacks especially. What do you feel is usually kind of the biggest adjustment that rookie cornerbacks have to make now?
Probably speed and length. You know, I think a lot of times in college, you may have a bigger receiver that doesn't have elite speed. You may have a smaller receiver that does have speed. You know, I think at this level, you're seeing bigger physical wide receivers. And I think sometimes that's an adjustment for a young corner coming in. So I think just the size, speed, you know, standpoint, I think is one of the biggest things. I think, too, just even from, you know, like if you give up a pass here at this level, you know, you can't. I think at the college level, there are times you can say, yeah, you know, he may complete that. It's away from his leverage. You know, at this level, it's just more detailed. And you've got to be productive at this level. So,
can you explain to Thea how this opportunity came about? Obviously, you were on a Michigan staff. Mm-hmm. The head coach is rumored to possibly be, you know, going to the NFL.
So right.
Did you want to return to the NFL? Was that a goal of yours? Was there a temptation to maybe wait to see a gym situation play out?
Yeah. You know, for me, I think the whole thing is it's not necessarily where you work. It's who you work with. You know, I've been at some real good programs that weren't great jobs because of the people that you're working with, and I've been at programs that struggled, but you're working with great people. Now, you always want to win, so if you can get that combination of working for a great person and a winning program, that's a great job. And had that opportunity here. You know, just the amount of respect that I have for John and this program, and the, you know, I think the tradition that they have here on defense, to be a part of that was awful enticing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you kind of compare their personal
style? Very similar. Yeah, very similar. You know, I think the first thing, they're very honest and they're very upfront. If there's an issue, if something needs to be addressed, he doesn't let it string out. They're both of them are going to attack it right now and get it fixed. You know, they're not going to wait for it to linger on. They're always going to speak their mind. They're going to speak what's on their heart. And you know, they come from the same parents, so there are definitely a lot of similarities there. I think the thing, it's funny because I always said that even when I was in Atlanta one time, Dan Quinn, you know, talked about, we went around the room, the staff room, we talked about the most competitive person you'd ever been around in your life. And when they got to me, I said, Jim Harbaugh. And I hadn't seen or spoken with Jim in years, but I'd played with Jim. And you know, I said that probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and then just in the 3 or 4 months that I've been here, I would say John and Jim are both pretty competitive, so they don't like to lose, and they're going to do everything they can to win. So, but a lot of similarities. They're great people. They're great men. They're great husbands, fathers, coaches, and you know, they got a great rapport with the team.
All good.
All right, appreciate you guys.